Hazrat, Ahmadiyya Jamaat has been accused by non-Ahmadi Muslims
yes.
that they have cleverly translated and interpreted the Holy Quran into various languages the way it suits them. And thus they are misleading the innocent people.
What do they want? We should do it the way it suits them?
So my question is, could you kindly guide us how we can make these people understand that we are doing nothing wrong?
You can't? Tell me, can't you make them understand this?
So I want your guidance, please, here.
No, I'm asking you the same question. Can't you make them understand this? Have you ever tried your hand at it?
Well, I have argued with quite a few of them.
Did they understand ultimately?
Apparently they do, but in heart I don't think they do.
How could you reach their heart?
So they come back with the same question again, you see, that's why.
Again and again?
Yes.
So they have taken after you?
Could you kindly throw some light on this, please? How to convince these people?
You can't. You know, somebody who has a crooked approach, who doesn't want to believe you, you can't convince him. It's impossible. The fact is that the issue itself cannot be decided like the way you are doing it in a debate. You have to invite their attention to the points where they think we have deviated from the right course and made a wrong translation. Unless they prove the point from keeping our translations in view, you can't discuss the issue. This is why they are not convinced. They have just made an allegation without having any knowledge of the Holy Quran themselves. Most of the people who discuss these things, they don't know even one translation of a single line of the Holy Quran. What they have done is they have read allegations from some books or in newspapers and they go on repeating them like a parrot. So because they don't know, you can't convince them. They would only believe the ulama of their side, and whatever you say, they'll say, no, we don't believe you, they're right. So unless somebody is knowledgeable enough who can investigate the matter himself, put it to proper test, you can't convince him. Unless as a totality you can prove the Maulvis to be false and prove to them that they are liars and give instances where you can prove them. But on these academic affairs you can't prove, because as I've told you, the main problem with us is that they don't have any academic qualifications. I mean, they're almost ignorant of the Holy Quran. So it's impossible to discuss things of any learning with a totally ignorant person.